This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, it's time to get out to the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Joining us now from the NFL Network is Brian Baldinger. Brian, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. Memorial Day weekend. It's like the start of the summer, I guess, you know, for a lot of people. So it's good. It's good times.
Yeah, the start of summer here close. In Wisconsin where it's 55 degrees outside.
All right. Didn't mean to rub that in.
Yeah.
Saw that you were out with some Wisconsin Badgers the other day working out with them. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I live in South Jersey. And Lane Johnson, who is the right tackle for the Eagles, has a big workout facility in his backyard, and a bunch of guys from around the league, including John Runyon, your left guard in Green Bay, work out there. So one of the guys that's been working out there the last 4 years is Nate Herbig, and his brother is Nick Herbig from Wisconsin. So he brought a couple of his guys, to work out for the last 2 weeks. So they get up early, man. They're there in the working out at 6 a.m. So, and then they have a big breakfast there afterwards in Lane's house. They got a guy, a chef that comes in and cooks for them. So it's good. Good. So I've been around Nick, man. I've gone out and watched him and kind of studied him. I mean, he's a good football player, man. He works hard. He's got what it takes to be a really, really good player. So, you know, Kim and Caden Johnson and, you know, a couple, Kamoy, a young player that they transferred from Utah. They were all there. So it was good. We had a real good time.
Brian, Gary Ellison here. I'm interested because, you know, I still work out a little bit, but I got a new knee. I got a new hip. Just trying to figure out what workouts are you actually doing right now with these young guys?
Well, they had this they had this one thing yesterday, doing this sled workout. And, you know, it was for time, and they're pushing it back and forth. And, you know, they're all gassed at the end. I mean, literally flat on their backs, man. They can't catch the breath. I'm not doing that one. I'm not looking to get a new knee, you know. So I'm working around it, you know. I'm watching those guys collapse in exhaustion. But I've got a couple things, you know, a couple rehab things I'm still trying to get right. You know, a couple, you know, I'm just trying to maintain whatever I got left. That's where I'm at with this thing.
I hear you. Hey, man, and so we're talking about, though, this Badger offensive line, and they've been just doing a heck of a job. Last year, I think they had a lot of young guys moving in and out, but we know if you're watching Badger football, it's really about that Badger offensive line, how well they've been over the years. I just thinking to myself, like, if I was one a top 10 recruit offensive lineman, I'm just understanding that Wisconsin, maybe Michigan, probably be a good spot for me if I'm looking to play at the next level.
I totally agree. I mean, if you play offensive line for Wisconsin, you're going to end up playing for the Rams. I mean, all they do is draft, you know, Wisconsin offensive linemen. But your center coming out this year, that guy's, I mean, I like a big center. Mm-hmm. I like a guy 320 pounds, 6'5". Tyler Lindenbaum is Tyler Lindenbaum, but I'd rather have a big center. I'd rather have a big power forward than a small power forward, mm-hmm. you know. And so they're going to, you know, Logan Bruss this year. They're going to put some guys out next year. And up and down the defense line, their nose tackle is as good as there is in the country right now. So I think, you know, their trenches, I think, are strong at this point.
And if you start looking at, and we're going to talk a little Badgers, but if you start looking at them offensively, it's kind of been, I would say, what held them back a little bit last year. I mean, they didn't score a lot of points last year. And I don't know if they figure out what they got in Graham Mertz yet. The receivers are probably not what they want them to be. They all graduated. But they've got a good running back coming back, obviously, and they've got a good offensive line. I just think they need to figure out what they're going to do at quarterback and what they're going to do at receiver.
Well, when you said they have a good offensive line, a good running back, sounds like Wisconsin football to me.
Yeah, but they want to do some things different this year, they're saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, they've got kind of three cupcakes to start the season, and then Ohio State rolls into town. So, you know, that's kind of their season right there. You know, how they play against the Buckeyes. Didn't play them last year. So, to me, it's about they got a preseason schedule, New Mexico State, whatever.
Yeah.
They got a preseason
Illinois
schedule
State,
to get themselves
yeah.
ready for the Buckeyes. You know, and then it's time to, you know, it's time to strap it on and, you know, get ready for a real fight.
Talking with Brian Baldinger of NFL Network here on the Wendy's Big Show, you mentioned Nick Herbig came out for the workout, and I saw that you'd done one of your Baldy's breakdowns about his game and saying that he could potentially be a first-round pick in this upcoming draft next year. What makes you think that, and how can he show this Wisconsin defense and NFL scouts how special he can be?
Well, obviously had a great season this year. Yeah. You know, and it's not just about the 9 sacks. You know, what I told him was, like, I'm not here to, you know, work on the little, you know, like, fine-tune his game or, you know, playing, you know, getting depth in his drops or things like that. His coaches can do all that. What I told him is, like, he's really working on an array of pass rush moves. I got him studying Max Crosby, a bunch of really talented players in this league. I told him to look at Za'Darius Smith. Now that, you know, I mean, I know he's in Minnesota now, but Za'Darius could really do a lot of damage up and down the defensive line. But what I told him, and he's got an array of moves. He's working on a spin right now, a cross chop. You know, so he's got counter moves, the moves, which a lot of guys in college don't have. He's got that. And he's got real functional strength. But what I told him is there's going to be a moment in the fourth quarter games, just like the Las Vegas Bowl against Arizona mm-hmm. State. You know, 3rd and 5, fourth quarter, here comes the sack. They get off the field. Wisconsin gets the ball back. They never give it back. Like, know when the game is in the balance and when to take a game over. Because they're looking, you know, any scout is looking at two things. They're going to watch him against Ohio State. They got a couple good offensive tackles. They'll watch him against Ohio State. And they'll watch him in key moments of games.
Right.
And is there does he rise when the game demands it? And I told him that's the mentality he's got to have. That's what Bruce Smith had in the NFL. That's what, you know, TJ has, you know, at Pittsburgh. I mean, the great ones have that. But develop it now in college. You know, feel it. You know, like, I don't care how tired you are, fourth quarter. I don't care how hot it is, how cold it is. You watch Max Crosby in the fourth quarter games. The guy's got a fifth lung. Like, he's got more to go, more juice. And that's what I told him to kind of really concentrate on. But I think he's got that. I think he can take a real step up this year. You know, it's not about sack numbers, but, you know, 12 would be a good number.
Right.
And that, you know, tackle for losses, those kind of things are important. They're important. But I think he's a lot stronger now than he was during the season last year. Certainly he's a lot bigger than when he came to Wisconsin from Hawaii. So I think he's on the right track right now.
Brian, what's your thoughts? Because the college game has changed a lot since you and I played. What's your thoughts on this dust up with Jimbo Fisher, Saban, and this name, image, likeness stuff?
Well, you know, on some regards, on some level, I mean, you can look at this thing a lot of levels. On some levels, it's great. A&M beat Alabama last year.
Right.
It's great. Everybody's talking about college football in the month of May. You know, we're not talking about the NBA finals. We're not talking about the NHL. I mean, they are. But, mm-hmm. I mean, that was front and center for a full week.
Yes.
Oh, it was going back and forth. So, in some regards, that type of publicity amongst two of the biggest names in college football is not a bad thing. On the other side, you know, they got to figure out this NIL and what it means and how they go forward. And, you know, the players are certainly getting paid. They have been getting paid. They've been getting a stipend. But now the money's really risen. And so, I mean, that stuff, I don't know how they regulate it. I mean, I'm not smart enough to figure that stuff out.
Talking with Brian Baldinger from NFL Network here, on the Wendy's Big Show. Looking at some of the Badgers that got drafted this year, it's specifically Leo Chanel goes to the Kansas City Chiefs, a team that spent some draft picks the last couple years on linebackers. How do you see him doing at the NFL level and fitting into that Chiefs defense?
Well, they've got a lot of young linebackers on that team. I mean, you know, they drafted, you know, guys like Willie Gay and Nick Bolton. Nick Bolton was their second-round pick a year ago. A lot of young players right there, but I think he fits right in with what they're doing. I mean, I know Steve Spagnuolo really well, and what Steve will find is if you've got any kind of a skill that can fit into a package, a defensive package, you may not start, but he can find you a way to get on the field on third downs, pass rush situations, you know, that was the, you know, substitution type thing. Like, I think there's a place for him in that defense right now because Steve runs so many different packages of personnel groupings that, you know, if you have something kind of special about you, they'll find a way to get you on the field now.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the Packers, too, and their offensive line. If you look at them last year, they lose two of their better offensive linemen in Elgton Jenkins and David Bakhtiari, but they draft and develop very well with a lot of young guys in their place, and it just felt like that they really – didn't miss a beat. I thought Adam Stinovich, who is now the offensive coordinator, did a hell of a job getting those guys in there to play.
Well, I agree. And the first thing I would say is what you just finished with. The fact that they kept Stinovich and he didn't go with Nathaniel Hackett to Denver. Like, I kind of thought that might be a package deal. But the fact that, you know, they elevated him to the offensive coordinator position, because he was huge. He was huge. I mean, make no mistake about it. I remember when Bakhtiari went down, then Elton went down, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers at practice on a Wednesday, and he's going to Steno, like, what are we going to do over there? Meaning, what are we doing at left tackle? And he goes, I'm going with the young guy, Yosh Nyman. And Yosh played pretty good. You know, I remember him playing against Pittsburgh, you know, and he played pretty good against those guys at Pittsburgh. You know, and you see Runyon develop and Myers and Newman. I mean, that's kind of, to me, the fact that they were able to win the games they won last year with all those guys up front and still run the ball pretty effectively. And still, I mean, Aaron Rodgers did not lose a fumble last year. I mean, I give that offensive line a ton of credit in what Adam did.
I would agree with it. And I think, but the only thing that just made me scratch my head, though, was that maybe the last game when I thought that Nyman had, although played well, I thought should have been the starting left tackle, and they chose not to do that.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's big games, San Francisco playoffs, all that stuff. I don't know. Like, sometimes they overthink things, and they, you know, I thought Yosh, I mean, I can't go, I can't, I don't know what went into that decision-making at that position in that game, but I was a little surprised to see Yosh not out there.
No, totally agree.
Yeah, and one last question here for you, Brian, as we wrap up. Looking at Elgton Jenkins, talking about how important he is, how do you think the Packers view him going forward? Is he going to slide back in at guard, or do you see him being the right tackle of the future? So much versatility with him, but where does he slot in for the Packers going forward?
Well, I mean, you could have, you know, a Pro Bowl left side if Jenkins goes back to left guard next to Bakhtiari if they both stay healthy. Mm-hmm. But it looks to me, just to me now, that if you – don't put Elton at right tackle, there's a big hole at right tackle. I mean, to me, I think he's going to go to right tackle. That, now, a lot of that can change on injuries and, you know, some of these young guys and, you know, and that kind of thing. But to me, I think he would – the best value for him right now is at right tackle. I think they can – I think they like what John Runyon could do, and they drafted a guard, you know, and so we'll see how he competes. But it looks like Josh is the center. So I, to me, Jenkins at right tackle makes a lot of sense.
Brian, appreciate the time today. Keep up the great work at NFL Network. We'll make sure to check it all out.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.